Well, Theresa May has shown once again that she puts the interests of her party ahead of those of the country. The SNP, however, will always put the people of Scotland first. We have the local elections just in over 2 weeks ahead of the snap general election, and we are confident the people of Dundee will once again return an SNP administration to the city, which also voted by over 57% in favour of an independent Scotland. The SNP has a track record of investing in the future of Dundee, and myself and my SNP colleagues all work together to campaign for issues important to us locally. We have pushed for a Tay City deal for Dundee, Angus, Perth and North East Fife, which will bring over £1.84 billion of investment into the area. Dundee has also established a Fairness Commission to campaign to find ways to tackle poverty in our cities, and council houses and schools are being built in Dundee again after 2 decades of stagnation under Labour. More than ever before, this election will be about standing up for Dundee and for Scotland in the face of a right-wing, austerity-obsessed Tory government with no mandate in Scotland, but which now thinks it can do whatever it wants and get away with it. I would be proud to stand again as the SNP candidate for Dundee West at general election against the Tory party, which now sees the chance of grabbing control of government for the foreseeable future and moving the UK further to the right, forcing through a hard Tory Brexit and imposing deeper cuts in the process.